It may be that you're listening to this CD and you have a younger brother or sister, and you might be able to remember when they first came into your home as a tiny baby. It's kind of an exciting time when a baby's born. Everybody's always excited and happy and thrilled, and it's a joyful, wonderful experience to have a new baby in the home. You were that way too one time. You were a little tiny baby. So was I. All of us were at one time. But when we're born as a little tiny baby, it is an exciting thing, but it's just the beginning of life. And there's a lot of growing to do. As little babies, we need our mother's milk to give us nourishment and strength and to get stronger and to grow bigger and to become strong enough to be adults someday. Well, the Bible says Christian living is kind of like that too. The Bible says that we, all of us, even adults who become Christians, need what the Bible calls the milk of the Word in order to grow. God says we ought to desire that milk of the Word to grow. The Bible also says we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to keep growing throughout our whole life. Christian growth is something that goes on and on and on and on because we need to get stronger and learn more and become everything God wants us to be. Now listen very, very carefully. I want you to understand this. Listen very carefully to this. God has a very, very important purpose for your life. You don't understand it all right now. You don't know what His purpose is. But in due time, He will show you. He has an important plan for you. And He doesn't want you to miss out on any of it. But many people do miss out. Many people don't grow to be everything God wants them to be. Because growing is not automatic. We have to do something to grow. You know, what if your mom and dad brought home a baby in the family and they said, you know, we're going to treat this baby so good, we're not going to make this baby drink milk, we're going to give it Coca-Cola. And we're not going to make this baby eat vegetables and meat, we're going to give this baby cake and candy and ice cream because we love our baby so much. And we're not going to make our baby do anything. We're going to let this little child just lie around and watch TV all the time. We're not going to make them do any work. We're not going to make them exert any effort. What do you think would happen to that child? Well, you know what would happen to that child. It would be a very sickly child. It wouldn't be a healthy child. It wouldn't be strong at all. In order to grow, we have to eat the right kinds of food. We have to exercise. We have to do some work. We have to make some effort in order to grow. And the Christian life is kind of like that too. We need to grow. It's important to grow. We don't want to stay where we are. God doesn't want us to stay where we are. We need to get stronger as time goes on. So how do you do that? Well, let me just tell you two or three things that are key to growing. First of all, there are going to be some people in your life that God's put into your life who want to help you grow. You may be blessed enough to have Christian parents, at least one, maybe two Christian parents, who really care about you and want to see you grow as a Christian. If you do have that, be very, very thankful if you've got parents like that. Now let me tell you something, listen carefully again. Many times, kids don't understand what their parents understand. And your parents, for many years, are going to be telling you to do things, requiring you to do things, that you don't quite see why you have to do it. You don't quite understand the importance. But your parents can see things that you can't see. God has given them to you to help you get strong. So one of the most important lessons for kids to learn is what I call how to relate to authority. God has put people in your life, adults in your life, that have authority over you, They can tell you what to do. And you need to learn how to appreciate them, to love them, to listen to them, to follow their instructions, and to do the right thing with a good attitude, with a good spirit. If you will learn to listen to your parents, you've gone a long way toward becoming what God wants you to become. He gave you the parents that you need. Now listen, some of you may not have a Christian parent, but even non-Christian parents usually want the very best for their children. So God even uses non-Christian parents to help you get strong. You need to listen to them, even though they may be confused about Jesus, because God can use them anyway. And you just need to pray for your parents if they're not Christians. Maybe someday soon they'll become a Christian too. But it's very, very important for you to have a right attitude, a grateful spirit, a thankful spirit, and a humble spirit, and a submissive spirit, an obedient spirit toward your parents. There are other people, but your parents are the most important. You may have a Sunday school teacher, or a pastor, or maybe some other adults who are relatives of yours or friends that love Jesus. They're strong Christians. They go to church. They set a good example for you. These are people who can help you grow. Of course, my prayer is that this CD you're listening to will help you grow, and I hope you'll listen to it often. But I remind you, growing is not easy. Let me tell you two things that make it difficult. Number one, we have an enemy. His name is the devil, Satan. Satan doesn't want you to grow. Now, he can't ultimately hurt you. God's got you protected, and God's going to always take care of you. But Satan can deceive you, and he can figure out little ways to keep you from growing. He can put things into your life that will keep you from doing what God wants you to do. Or he can tempt you to do things you shouldn't do that will keep you from growing. So we have an enemy. That makes growing difficult sometimes. And unfortunately, this is really sad, but there are many, many Christians that you probably know who aren't growing. There are many, many Christians who've kind of gotten sidetracked. They've gotten involved in things of the world. They've gotten involved in things at school or whatever it might be, but they're not really growing. They're not becoming stronger in Christ. They're not learning what God wants them to learn. And it's easy for you to look at them and decide, well, they're not doing much. I'm doing as much as they're doing, so I guess I'm as good as they are, so maybe I don't need to worry about this thing much. That would be a tragic mistake for you to make. Just because other people aren't growing in Christ, just because other people aren't doing the right thing, doesn't mean that that's what you ought to do. You need to do the right thing and grow and become everything God wants you to be. Because many of those people you're watching right now in your life, when they get older, they're going to look back with regrets. And they're going to say, why didn't I pay attention to what was the most important thing in life? I've known a lot of people who've done that very thing. They look back at their life with terrible regrets. You don't have to be that way. Whatever they decide, you can make up your mind, you're going to do things God's way. You're going to grow. And when you look back at your life, you won't have those regrets. You'll have joy. God will bless you more than you ever dreamed possible if you'll just make up your mind that you're going to grow. Make a commitment right now that you're going to get a head start on your Christian growth. You're going to become everything God wants you to be. He has an adventure for you. It's exciting. There are all kinds of pitfalls. Just make up your mind. You're going to stay with God. You're going to do it God's way, no matter what anybody else says or does.